Okay, it came up this past week. Why do people in Taiwan and Hong Kong support China? Why are they pro-Beijing? And my uncle asked me. He said, Jesse, do they think that 2 million Uyghurs have not been abducted in Xinjiang? Do they think that the Xinjiang camps don't exist? Do they think that the police didn't kill people in Tiananmen Square? Do they think that the videos of the Hong Kong protest abuse from the police are just made up animations? Or like, what the heck? Why would people in Asia who are being threatened by China and will be beaten and possibly killed by the Chinese if China grows still support China growing? What's the hang up? And I said, I think it's affluenza. They've got their little nest egg, which is actually quite a big nest egg. Usually the pro-China people, we're talking doctor lawyer class. And they've got a nest egg that's a little bigger than everybody else's, and they don't want anyone to touch it. They don't want to upset the apple cart, and they don't want anyone else to upset the apple cart because they own apples in the cart. You know what that's called? That's called being bribable. That's called having no integrity. That's called being for sale. That's called being a dignity whore. That's someone who sells themselves, lets someone else own them because they don't want to lose this little tiny thing, so they'll sacrifice their dignity and let themselves be controlled for fear of losing something. You threaten me? Either you knock it off or one of us, maybe both of us, dies. I don't take threats. Robert the Bruce. I don't cave into threats. Robert the Bruce. Scotland. What are we talking? 1200, 1280? That was Wallace. So we're talking maybe 1300s. Scotland. Robert the Bruce. William Wallace is gone. When England invaded Scotland under Robert the Bruce, after William Wallace, he burned his own cornfields. I come from that heritage. And I think that's the spirit of freedom among even the English. The pilgrims wanted to get away from these tyrants in London. And so that was why they went to America. They wanted to get away from all these people trying to control them constantly. So you invade me, you invade my house burns down. I lock you inside. And if I stay stuck inside, fine. But you don't invade my house. It doesn't happen. And that is the point of the movie Braveheart. And everyone theorizes about it, and they watch the Braveheart movie, and they get all teary-eyed. Everyone does. But when it's time to finally make the sacrifice yourself, that's when we come up, that's when we find out who's bribable, who's corruptible, who can be bought, whose so-called freedom calls is just a bunch of nonsense. If you let anyone direct your decisions by them threatening you, anyone, you got no soul, you got no dignity, you got no values. Your morals, you'll worship this god or that god. You'll have these morals or those morals depending on who gives you money. And it's hard because you've got to have, if you want to have dignity and you really want to have values, God will test them. God will send someone to try to control you by taking away your little thing that you want to see if you really deserve the freedom that you say you want. And it's hard. And the people that support China are afraid of losing their little tiny nice house or whatever they've got. Not too nice, but they think it is. And they don't, they want to think that China's going to be okay. And mostly, I think it's just them telling themselves that everything's going to be okay. It's like they're rubbing their temples going, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. It'll be okay. No, 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 stop. Stop telling me that it's dangerous. I don't want to hear it. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. That I think is a lot of what's going on. So, you know, they get in their little group and they all tell each other the same thing. And they think that because they've got their friends telling them that it's all going to be okay. Look, in the Old Testament, this happened. You know, an army was coming, and then the leaders of the city would say, oh, it's okay, there's going to be peace. And they all convinced themselves there's going to be peace. No, 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 no. Tomorrow, an army is going to come into the city and kill everyone. And then that happens. But all the little leaders and the political worms would say, oh, it's going to be okay, it's not a problem. That was Old Testament, man. It's a very typical phenomenon in society. So no matter how obvious the threat is, we've always got our people who get blinded by their desire to not lose something. And it's too much for them to handle. Their life's comfortable and they don't know how to be not comfortable. It's too overwhelming for them to think about it. So they lie to themselves so they can go to sleep at night. The alternative is suicide. It's sad. If they've never really had real problems, and so they face these big problems for the first time, I mean, they might go into depression or become suicidal. Too much to handle. That's why you had these business guys that thought they were big stuff eating pistols in the 29 crash. People jumping out of buildings. You know, again, they lost their little nest eggs, or their rather large nest eggs, and they didn't know how to deal with the problems of life. Interesting fact, though. A lot of people in Taiwan have no future. Because of the economy. See, this is an interesting phenomenon. Even in America, college graduates can't get a job. They're above their heads and they're over their heads in debt. They're going to go live with their parents. They work at McDonald's and can't even afford a one room apartment. And that's what their future is going to be. They don't have anything to lose. So those are actually the type of people that lead revolutions, whether in ideas or revolutions in politics, in voting or armed revolutions, God forbid, I'd rather it not come to that. Just saying, the people that are in favor of the threatening bully, the establishment bully threatening and looming over us, the people that support that are the ones who have something to lose and are willing to do anything to not lose it, including compromise what they say are their values. Their real values are that they want to stay comfortable all the time. So anyhow, as everything goes crazy in Asia, you know, there's questions about where's the financial center going to go. You know, one guy, did I tell you this last week? Some guy goes to his office, and the police won't let him go in because there's a protest outside the office. He's like, I work there. He calls his secretary 30 minutes. His secretary comes down, walks out of the building, goes, gets him, convinced the police to let him go through, escorts him back into his own building. You know, he's the boss of the company, but the secretary has to come get him. Goes, gets up to his office. First thing, tells that secretary, cancel all my appointments. Tell the company I'm leaving. Relocate me to Singapore. I'm done. And who did that? The Hong Kong police, who say they're so wonderful. Talk about grandiosity. Hong Kong's police have a grandiosity complex. They are just they're the ones driving away the people. It wasn't protesters that wouldn't let that guy go to his office. It was police standing there with their hands up saying no. And if the police are there to be loyal or whatever, that's the new slogan. The Hong Kong police department has this new, they're loyal and they've got duty or whatever. Duty to who? There's this article in the Hong Kong Free Press about this, looking at it how the slogan that the Hong Kong police adopted has been seen throughout history. Really, really fascinating. Even West Point. They stole it from West Point, who stole it from someone else. Anyhow, I don't want to accuse West Point, but it's been throughout history. Anyhow, I'm all off the track here. This people are leaving Hong Kong. Where are they going? Well, a lot of people say Singapore. I've got another theory. Watch for Taipei. Taipei has a lot of very interesting relations with a lot of countries. They've got good relations with Japan. Taiwan is in good relations with Australia. Taiwan gets along with countries. And they're loved because they're picked on as little guy. Taiwan gets along with Hong Kong. So watch for two things. Watch for Singapore to become an international center, but also watch for people to relocate from Hong Kong to Taipei for finance. One. Two, watch for Taiwan to offer citizenship or residence to Hong Kongers. Watch for it. Bye.